This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the World Wide Wave.
Yes, welcome to another week of the World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9. This is the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. And tonight, we are venturing to the United Arab Emirates. We'll be speaking with Abdullah from the UAE, who provides a very intriguing insight into the challenges of being a gay person in the UAE.
We've got some questions for you as usual. Now, if two women kiss on a beach in Dubai, what is the punishment? And this includes travelers. So if you're considering ever taking a flight to Dubai with your girlfriend, may want to pay attention to the answer here. Also, why has the United Arab Emirates been more liberal towards LGBT citizens and tourists in the year 2011? What has prompted this sudden change of heart here on the World Wide Wave? But coming up first, we've got I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. Now, this is an American hit song that received airplay in the United Arab Emirates, and this airplay provoked controversy and has been banned from radio stations in Dubai for containing lyrics that contain, quote, sexuality, lesbianism, and promiscuity. And in 2008, her single I Kissed a Girl was reported to have been blacklisted over again by some radio stations. So let's hear these banned songs, and aren't we glad that they aren't banned here in Australia on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9. We're the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Tonight, we're stopping off at the United Arab Emirates. Now, later in the show, you'll get a chance to hear from Abdullah. And Abdullah is an activist who has placed it on YouTube, a compelling infographic video. He kind of sketched out a cartoon, but basically saying, come on, people, let's get some LGBT rights in the United Arab Emirates. And it's a very personalized story. So stay tuned to our show for that. But first, as always, we've got some fun, fast facts.
Indeed, we do. United Arab Emirates, the UAE, as it's called, it's fairly firm to say that homosexuality's not right.
Not legal.
All the nots. In fact, they don't actually define homosexuality in their crimes. They say sexual relations outside of a traditional heterosexual marriage are a crime. Pretty much anything outside of a man and a woman being married is a crime.
And I think that's key to remember here, in that context does matter. So, for example, a British couple, a guy and a girl, were kissing on the beach and they received a 3-month jail sentence. So it's very important to contextualize everything that we're about to tell you about the United Arab Emirates. So what else do we know?
Those punishments, the range of punishments goes from jail time to fines, deportation, and right up to the death penalty.
Now, has this range depending on the severity of the crime, or the Emirates is a federation, so does it vary from location to location?
Yeah, both location and also severity. So obviously the more severe, and certainly rape, regardless of whether it is a man or a woman, is a very heinous crime, and the death penalty is up for grabs there.
But is it true, though, there was a 16-year-old French-Swiss boy, and he was a victim of a rape of about 5 United Arab Emirates men raped him. And although he was to stand trial, the problem was that under Article 177, he was himself in hot water, like, because it was illegal sodomy, homosexual acts, that there was grave concern about this. His mother raised an international global protest over this fact. And in the end, they managed that he did not get that. He did not get condemned for taking place in homosexual acts, as this was rape. Interestingly enough, the family appealed to the victims that they wouldn't have to go to the maximum 14-year prison sentence because that would result in death. So the perpetrators, I should say. So the family themselves ended up advocating for the perpetrators not to go to jail and be put to death. Now, that's a bit of compassion if I've ever heard it. In the end, the boy got $4 million.
$4 million.
Yeah. And
still not worth it.
No.
But it's interesting that the Islamic law says that anybody involved in a homosexual act, both parties, are you know, guilty of sodomy.
Yeah, the Sharia is quite strong. And that's the overarching theme across the different Emiratis.
Now, they also have a system of treating gay people.
How do you treat gay people, Matt?
How do you treat gay people? You may be forced onto hormone treatments, which includes chemical castration. Ooh.
Not so good. And what's interesting, and we'll find out later, is we asked Abdullah, does this happen? And he gave us a pretty clear answer. Yes. So what we're reading online does happen.
Yeah, very forceful, very strict enforcement of rules. It doesn't matter whether you're an expat or whether you are a local. And let me give you some figures. The number of expats is enormous. It makes up about 70% of the country is expats. So very transient population. And you would think that so many different ideas from around the world coming into the country would inspire some sort of change. But it actually seems to be a bit of the opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of a railing against the westernization and a wish for a conservative traditional saying, you're bringing these bad values in, you're causing us problems. And I think, like, for example, 2008, two lesbian tourists were given a one-month jail sentence for engaging in displays of affection while visiting a beach. And what's most interesting to me, it's not the police who initially caught them, but families nearby rang the police and was just like, we don't want to see this kind of behavior in our country. Please come and stop it. So that has been the theme there, is that, in each emirate, we've got some pretty harsh laws.
And here's another one for you. Islam, it is the official, both the largest and also the official state religion of the United Arab Emirates. The government, though, has a policy of tolerance towards other religions. So they say that you can participate in other religions. However, it is illegal in the United Arab Emirates to spread the ideas of any religion apart from Islam through any form of media. So you can have your religious beliefs, but you can't actually go out and tell anybody else about it.
Makes you wonder if that applies to, like, say on our show right now, we said, you know, Judaism and Christianity exist, and somebody played the podcast in United Arab Emirates. Does it apply like that? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's such a touchy area. I think it's very much you just don't talk about gay people. I think it's silence. Silence is the way of the local community.
Well, let's break that silence with a little bit of music, shall we?
And we love hearing from you. So if you've got any thoughts throughout tonight's show, send us an SMS on 0427JOY949. Email us here in the studio. That's onair@joy.org.au. Or we are live on Facebook. So if you search World Wide Wave on Facebook or W3JOY, we'll come up and we'd love to hear from you.
And I know it's tempting to just sit there and not say anything, but think about it. We have this gift where we're not silenced in this country. You can SMS or email us anything you want, any questions you want, and we have the liberty. Well, we can't read absolutely everything out on air, but we certainly have a lot of freedoms that we enjoy. So take advantage of that and tell us you love us.
And our song now is actually an Australian song.
No.
Doing a United Arab Emirates show. We found an Australian link. This song is by a singer called Holly Major. She's based up on the Gold Coast, but she lived in Dubai for a part of her career, and it has influenced her music. This is called Walking in the Desert, the Dubai version. You're on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
And I went walking.
This is Audrey Gochran, the director of Amnesty International's Africa program on the World Wide Wave.
This is Nikki from Canada, where everybody can get married. You're listening to the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time, and tonight we're stopping off in the United Arab Emirates. We had a chance to have a very good chat during the week to Abdullah. Abdullah is a young man from the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and we got to ask him about a lot of things to do with just living, just surviving in the UAE as a gay person, and also what his hopes are for the future.
And if you're listening and you have a laptop, computer, iPad, any of those nearby you, Abdullah has posted on YouTube, and this is how we found him, a video called LGBT Rights in UAE, Let's Talk. You can just almost Google search LGBT in UAE. And
or go onto our Facebook page where we've loaded it up.
We have posted that link. How crafty of us, W3Joy. But yeah, it's worth having a look. Wait till after the show if you want, but absolutely have a look, give him a like. It's a really good video, and they're putting out a series of them.
And let's hear what Abdullah has to say.
It's different. As far as LGBT or anything that does not fit under heterosexual marriage, it's very frowned upon, and it is very there's legal consequences to it. As far as public displays of affection, even if you're straight or gay or whichever, it's still punishable by law. So it's from the legal standpoint, it's very frowned upon, and it is very much illegal, and it's enforced by the police as well.
So even a straight couple holding hands in public, would that be something that
holding hands is fine. You'll actually see a lot of people holding hands. It's the public displays of affection, even if it is a straight couple. Yes, it's very frowned upon. And if you actually do a quick Google search, there was a British couple that were arrested for just, you know, like kissing his wife on the beach. It's a Muslim conservative country by the end of the day, and so they really looked down upon any form of public displays of affection, let alone homosexuality altogether. Right? So any outward public displays of affection is really frowned upon. So from a legal standpoint, yes, it's very, very much illegal.
Sexual relations outside of traditional heterosexual marriage can be punishable by up to death. Do the courts actually carry through punishments, including death or long jail sentences?
Not as far as I know. I mean, our organization, as I like to call it, we've only been out there for 2 years. Growing frustration with the government, really, to be perfectly honest with you. But as far as I know for a fact that they have offered forced hormone treatment, you know, to cure the gay out of you.
Forced hormonal treatment. What is this forced hormonal treatment? Can you tell us a bit more about? Are we talking injections?
Just testosterone injections. Although they have like stepped back from that statement because of international outcry and organizations in the United States. But they have offered. There was a party, a gay wedding mock party that people engaged in, and they've arrested a bunch of people and said that the men will be given forced hormone treatment, or if they don't want to, they'll be given harsher sentences, right? But the United States stepped in, and a bunch of other countries, like, you know, human rights organizations stepped in, and then they fell back on the statement, so they didn't necessarily follow through. But from what I hear from members of the LGBT community, there are still whispers around that they do discreetly. Like, these things are not really reported in the news, so it's really hard to pinpoint exactly if they have followed through, if they don't, you know. But yes, so they do offer forced hormone treatment as a form of therapy to cure the gay away if you are arrested. As far as long-term punishment in jail, most of the cases, a lot of the cases that we've dealt with are foreigners and expats that are living in the UAE. Most of them have been given, like, say, 10 months or up to a year in jail, and then they'd be deported because they can't really keep them, right? But as far as, like, the 14-year imprisonment it's really, really hard to sell because we are going with what has been leaked to the media. They're very discreet about broadcasting, you know, a homosexual guy has been arrested. We're going to give him 14 years of imprisonment. They don't really, and they've so far lately, especially with the UAE being given a chair at the Human Rights Council, they've been less and less public about arresting gays.
Is it safe to be gay in the United Arab Emirates?
Honestly, if you look at it as in belief, there's a threat. And it's not only from a government standpoint, it's from a social standpoint. You never know if someone's going to be okay with it. You never know if someone's going to do something stupid. You never know if someone's going to hurt you. So there's always, you're always looking over your shoulder. As far as it's safe, there is homosexuals everywhere. There's homosexuals in Iran as well. There's underground scenes. What I've found is people are open to their peers. They're open to friends they trust. And the younger generation tends to be more accepting than the older generation. So you see gay people very, very open to their straight friends. And as far as they're concerned, that is as good as coming out. They don't need to come out to their family. So yes, you see, you know, as long as you're, again, with the public displays of affection, you could be straight and you could be in very much trouble, right? So,
what is, when you said the underground scene, what does that look like? Is that private parties or secluded clubs?
Yes, private parties. There's no distinct pub. Like, there'll be, you know, like, yeah, pretty much private parties. It could be like your friends, or it could be like a private DJ party, for example, or, you know, like, it's not specific. It's not, they definitely do not broadcast it out there. I mean, if there happens to be a gay person at that party, he's definitely not going to be flaunting a lot. It's just known between people that person's gay. And it tends to be with the more, again, as I go back to the younger generation, they're more accepting, you know, it's whatever, he's gay, I don't care, you know?
You're on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, where tonight we are in the United Arab Emirates, and you're hearing the voice of Abdullah, who we spoke with earlier in the week.
Abdullah's telling us about forced testosterone treatment or harsher sentence. You get the choice if you get caught.
It's not much of a choice, though, is it?
No, I'm not sure what I'd pick.
I don't know either, and it's all injected and forcibly, and yeah, I'm not liking it.
Yeah, no, we can definitely say that the United Arab Emirates has a bit of a ways to go, despite the fact that they have just been given a seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council.
Interesting. And perhaps that aligns a bit with, he was talking there about the government's desire to keep all this quite low key, to keep it out of the media. They're not out there telling people that these are laws and we're going to persecute you and prosecute you and do all this. They're just very quietly enacting the laws of their country.
And almost giving, he was saying, more of a minimum sentence, 10 months to 1 year rather than 14, and then deporting people.
That's right.
10 months to a year, deporting. And the younger generation, as always, we can count on them, is more accepting.
And we hear more about that from Abdullah in our upcoming interviews as well. You can send us a message here on 0427 Joy 949, email us onair@joy.org.au, or pop onto Facebook and message us at W3Joy. This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Follow LGBT International News and Current Affairs.
Like us on Facebook at W3Joy or visit us at W3Joy.org.
I'm from the United Arab Emirates and you are listening to the World Wide Wave. That's W3Joy.
It's the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9. That was Madonna, of course, with Papa Don't Preach, sending a message to the government of the United Arab Emirates not to preach. Indeed, Madonna's link with the UAE, she did a show there last year, very popular with the secretive gays and lesbians in the UAE. And although she didn't verbalise her support for the gay and lesbian community, during the show Express Yourself, up on the big screen, she was projecting images of men kissing men and women kissing women, much to the delight of the crowd. So that's Madonna and her links. And a big shout out to Anonymous, who sent us a message. Insightful show, very informative and cultured. Thank you very much. You can message us on 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or we are live on Facebook, W3Joy. Let's hear some more from Abdullah from the United Arab Emirates.
In the UAE in general, we have a huge expat community, right? And a lot of them tend to be very accepting with it. A lot of them are out with their families. But if you go back to Emirati, as in, you know, Arab Emirates, they traditionally, and because of religious beliefs, a lot of them are not accepting. But it is changing. It's really hard to gauge. It's not black and white, but there does tend to be very traditional people who are very against it.
In some other countries, the involvement of international communities, such as expats, often is a catalyst for change, often helps to make change. Do you think that is the case in United Arab Emirates, or is it causing more issues?
Yes, sir. The UAE is going for the whole tourist region right now, right? The expat community we have a huge, with modernization and opening up to the West, there's a huge influx of Western values seeping into the country, and it's very good, I believe. But a lot of them see it as almost a threat to their way of life and a bit of losing their identity. So the whole LGBT thing, they view it as a Western invention, as something that's a Western decadence kind of thing, right? Like it's new to them. And it's not. It just happens to be lately more visible. You look at television, you look at music, you look at, you know, so I feel like recently the reaction towards our community is more of them trying to put their feet down and combat change. That makes sense.
How much of an influence is religion, particularly Islam, in changes towards homosexuality?
Huge. I'm gonna try and be diplomatic here because that's the position that I need to be playing, but to say that religion is not a huge impact on us would be very wrong.
We saw your YouTube video.
Yeah, I if you can, the message from that is that we are trying to push personal religious convictions, keep them to your own. That should not mean that you can step over someone's right. We will respect your right to believe whatever it is. We will defend your right to believe whatever it is. Just leave people alone. Do not force your beliefs onto others. Do not force your beliefs onto your own citizens. And do not let citizens force their beliefs onto fellow citizens. That's the whole message. And I mean, with religion, honestly, I tend to try and keep to that view. I have my own personal religious convictions, but I try to not bring them onto others. I think it has no place with human rights, apart from the fact that you should, your right to believe whatever you want should be defended. Other than that, you should not overstep the rights of others because your personal religious conviction tells you otherwise.
Cool, thank you. Just curious, what is the biggest issue that you and other LGBT folks from the United Arab Emirates are working on?
Awareness. Being more visible, and that's what we're trying to do with our videos, is to get the younger generation to talk and be more involved and have a place to feedback and be like, no, this is wrong. These are rights. We're Emirati citizens as well. We are part of society. It's not all about sex. We are individuals. We have aspirations. We have hopes. We have dreams. We are members of your society, whether you like it or not. We are, you know, and that's the message that we're trying to get out there, and we're trying to give the younger generation a voice so that they're not so hopeless. I mean, growing up personally for myself, it was confusing. Up until our family had internet, I did not know what I was. Like, it was just confusing. And then to hear someone keep drilling in your mind as a young person that you're sick, you're abomination, it's not healthy. And with our group, the message is really, we're not even activists. I don't view ourselves as activists. I view ourselves as educators, and that we were trying to shift society towards our side so we can influence public policy.
This is Eve from Cameroon on Joy 94.9. Just stay quiet. Just stay quiet.
Hi everyone, my name is Yang Fa from Singapore. You are listening to Worldwide Wave on Joy, and lots of love to everyone at Joy 94.9.
Hola, mi nombre es Felix de Colombia. You are on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
It's the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9, where tonight we are in the United Arab Emirates. We've been speaking with Abdullah about all the challenges, and I'm still just completely amazed that he keeps such a balanced view on what is a very unbalanced situation. It was a really great interview, and we've got some more.
We do. I love the way he's saying that lately it's becoming more and more visible. And when you hear him speaking, you think, what a brave person he is. He's speaking up against his government, and we're just really impressed, and we appreciate that he's taken the time to chat with us. Here's our...
Everywhere in the world, everyone wants equal rights, everything, equal marriage, equal... For us, personally, right now, baby steps. So far this year, I haven't seen any rush. We were very, 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 very vocal last year. But so far this year, and I'm crossing my fingers, since January, there hasn't been any arrests yet. It could be in part of the UAE receiving a chair at the Human Rights, at the United Nations Human Rights Council. And maybe they're rethinking their policies. I don't know, but I'm hoping soon. Everyone hopes soon.
What are your hopes for the future? Where do you see things going for United Arab Emirates?
At times it feels we're already halfway there. At times it feels we're taking 20 steps back. I try to take it day by day, and for now, we're just educating people. So my hopes is that if we can get society to shift to our side, then that's our battle halfway done. And the only way to do that is by education, is by being visible, is you know, investing in other parts of our community so that they don't just view us as just sex. A lot of people just see that sex.
Is there a way, if someone's interested in this topic, I know you've got that YouTube video up, but is there a way that folks can get a hold of you on the internet or help join that organization?
Honestly, help us, and we're going to keep making videos. It just takes a lot of time and resources. But we are not personally looking out for donations. I just want word of mouth, get the word out there. I want our community to speak up, join the movement, and share the videos, share the ideas, and that's how things happen. It starts with a whisper and just grows into ripples. Yeah.
That's our idea too here on the World Wide Wave.
And we will post your video on our Facebook and the like as well. Thank you, Abdullah, for being a part of the World Wide Wave. The Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9, where tonight we've been in the United Arab Emirates and speaking with Abdullah. And we should point out, Abdullah's not actually his real name, so the issues there around homosexuality are such that we together decided to give him a different name to protect his privacy.
And also, we just want to really encourage, like, if you've got access to Facebook right now, have a look on It's the name of it is LGBT Rights in UAE. Let's Talk World. If you've got access to YouTube, really, it's a YouTube video, and just give it a like. Like, let them know that we're listening. Like they said, they are not looking for donations. They're just looking to spread that, make it a ripple, he said, and we'll turn it into a wave. That's our job.
So you can go to our Facebook page and share the link that we put up there of that video. Interesting, this recurring topic coming up about the UNHCR, the United Nations Human Rights Council, and how it is having an impact on the way government handles gay and lesbian issues in the United Arab Emirates. So they're obviously hypersensitive to protect the seat that they have been given on the UNHCR.
And when I watched Abdullah's video, he puts and overlays a clip of Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of the States, United States, giving the speech to the United Nations. And I can see how the choices that some countries and people in certain countries are making are truly influencing other people and other people's life. And so it was impressive to see the way one woman's Hillary Clinton speech, it's just come up in a show over and over again, different programs as we travel around the world. We're just hearing that one speech has literally changed people's lives.
Gay rights are human rights and human rights are gay rights.
That's the one.
Now, the time for a bit more music. The song we had just before was Therese Nayem with Lover's Lullaby, and she is one of many expats that lived in United Arab Emirates for quite a period of time. We heard from Australian at the top of the show. Here's another one. This is called Bite the Bullet from Canadian song singer Carl Wolf.
What, did he live in Dubai? Or
he was from the ages of 3 to 17, and he's gone back to perform a number of times as well.
Oh, well done on the link here on the World Wide Wave.
Hi, I am Fernando from Guadalajara, Mexico, and you are listening to World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Hello and goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on World Wide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
It's the World Wide Wave. Tonight we have been in the United Arab Emirates and speaking with Abdullah, a very brave young man who is very quietly through the internet pushing the case for gay and lesbian people. It's a really difficult place for gays and lesbians to live. There's no out nightlife or gay life as such. Everything's underground. You have to know people. And he spoke very much about having to get to know someone and trust them before you found out where those parties took place.
That feeling of always having to look over your shoulder and not quite sure if someone was going to turn you into the police. And if you did get turned in, choices like forced testosterone treatment or a one-year jail sentence, and then you're deported away from your family and friends, which is just not a pleasant thing.
And even within that, he's still very hopeful. So he is hopeful for change. He's hopeful for the next generation, and he says that there's some signs of change. He's hopeful that the current seat that the United Arab Emirates has been given on the UNHCR is causing the government to think twice before they pursue further laws.
And do you know what I like about what inspired me most about him, Matt, was that he's doing something. You know, he's making the YouTube videos, he's risking, he's taking a risk, but he's not sitting there saying, I'm a victim. He's saying, we can get together, we can stand up, we can start with a ripple, make a wave. This is our year to do it because we've got the UN spotlight on us. This is our year to do it because the policies are getting a little lighter. And he's just not passively doing anything. In fact, his whole organization, they've made two or three videos already up on YouTube, and they're going to be continually putting up more. They're not asking for donations. They're just asking for us to help spread the word.
So he is the ripple. You can be the wave. Go to our Facebook page, W3Joy on Facebook, and view his video message and share it with your friends. That's what the wave is all about. Message come in from Corrie. Thanks for your message of support, Corrie. And thanks to everybody tonight. I've got a shout out to last week we interviewed Sebastian Lifshitz, who was is the director of the French film The Invisibles, which was about older gays and lesbians, which I went and saw on the weekend. Full house, completely sold out session. It was intriguing. It was funny. He did a really, really great job, beautifully filmed. So if you missed our interview with Sebastian last week, it is on our Facebook page and on the new Look Joy website. Have you been to have a look yet?
I have. And what's exciting about that is that we'll be podcasting from that website. So you can check us out at w3joy.org, but you can look at joy.org.au. And just, it's so clear. I think Chris has put a lot of work into it and heaps of other people. And it's just an impressive, I don't know.
A huge congratulations to the team that put that together. It looks fantastic. So go on and have a look, joy.org.au. Now, next week, we're off to Russia. Where we spoke with Yuri, who is the chairman of the St. Petersburg Pride. And St. Petersburg's been in the news for the anti-gay laws. And we hope to get a hold of the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, who's got a bit of an opinion on that as well for next week's show. Stick around. This has been the World Wide Wave. Coming up next is Amy with Kiss My Arts. You're on Joy 94.9.
Coming up last, we've got Madonna's Express Yourself. Here on the World Wide Wave. Catch you next week. Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.